part of her, you know, support system, you know, to accomplish that business. The other, as far as just to voice, you know, support, you know, for my mother-in-law, one thing I do know about her, she's very thorough about her projects that she, you know, gets in for her endeavors. And so, you know, I'm confident that she'll, you know, put every effort into making this a success, you know, for her neighbors and for herself.
So. Thank you. Anyone else in favor?
Linda asked me to speak. I live directly across the street from Linda, and I have no problem with it. She's even offered that it would be open that we as neighbors, if we had company come, it would be a place that we could allow our guests to stay over there. I applaud her that she's willing to do this, and I have no reason. I have no reason to see that there would be any kind of problem. We have a great neighborhood. Linda's a wonderful person. She's not going to bring something in that would disrupt our little community.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. Anyone opposed to the project? Did you fill out a sheet and turn it in? Okay.
It was done prior to the meeting.
All right.
I live directly behind them. My property line is 10 feet away from their house, storage shed, really. I'm against it for privacy and safety concerns. This is a residential area. Always has been. Like to see it stay that way. I work early morning shift. I enjoy my little time outside when I can see straight to the south. They put up this thing. My view is totally gone. Safety and privacy are my main concerns. I don't want people wandering around in my backyard in the middle of the night. I don't want people coming in drunk during the middle of the night and continuing the party. They can say all they want. You can screen them all they want. But people are going to do what they want to do. Right? So that's my part. I want it to stay a residential, quiet neighborhood. Any questions?
Sir, this is your house. Just right behind, is that correct? Which one? I'm not correct.
Right,
I'm not
there.
Sure. There, okay.
That's it.
So you don't want a privacy fence to block your view?
I do not want a privacy fence.
But you want to make sure nobody can get into your yard from this one?
And I've got a fuel tank that sits right there. If anything happened to that place that caught fire, that tank's gone. Then my house is gone. And the neighbors' houses are gone. People get careless.
Any other questions? Comments? Thank you. Anyone else? For or against? For?
I'm Jan Barth, and we own the property directly across the street. We live next door to the Beans. She just spoke also. And we have no problem with it at all. I think from different things that I talked to people checking her out, she's very neat and would make it look so much better than it looks right now. And they do have a wonderful screening process to go through to find people. And I know what renting's like. It's sometimes you're fooled, but most of the time we're blessed with awesome renters. So anyway, I think it'd be an asset to the neighborhood.
Thank you. Anyone else? See none. Is there anyone that would want to entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to pass it as written.
No, ma'am.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I think that was your applicant that asked.
Yeah.
Are you wanting to come up and make an additional comment?
I just want to make one quick comment.
If you can come on up.
And not to interrupt, sorry.
Sorry. You asked about the neighbors that I had just gotten signatures of the tenants and none of the people who own it. The lady who just spoke actually doesn't live there. She rents it out. I don't know where they live. So she would represent that group that you asked about.
She stated she owned the property.
Right. She didn't say that she doesn't live there, though. She rents it. I didn't hear her say that. Yeah, she doesn't live there. She rents it out.
That's fine. Thank you.
Once again, I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion on the floor to approve. Do we have a second? Got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Well, this is a residential neighborhood. It's never, I don't think there's any nightly rentals that's ever been approved in this neighborhood. And I don't know whether by doing this little tiny house that that's going to open the door for many others in the neighborhood or not.
Instead of a special use permit, it cannot be used to establish.
Yeah, I realize that.
Could potentially set a precedent. Any other comments?
I have a big concern because of the just part of the property is going to be used as nightclub. I mean, that to me is, I don't know that we need to get that started either.
So we have a motion and a second on the floor to approve the permit. Can we have a show of hands of all those in favor? Opposed? Ma'am, the motion is denied. There is an appeal process that if you would want to reach out, they can. The office can get you more information in reference to that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number 1747, 189 Friendly Hills. Mark Kirby's our applicant and representative. This is our property here. I think we know where we're at, off State Highway 265, Gunner Hill Lane. On February 21st, 2017, Planning Commission made a motion to approve the special use permit request to use the existing home at 189 Friendly Hills as a nightly rental. The vote was a tie, 3-3, so the motion to approve failed for lack of a majority. I've got some different views of the property. Representing Mark Kirby is seeking Planning Commission approval of Division 3 special use permit allowing for the nightly rental of the existing single-family residence containing 5 bedrooms. Here's some recent photos. This lighter concrete is some parking that's been added. And then there's some pictures in the concept. We got to talking, he did, visiting about his backyard area to the south with the rocks in the fill. So I've got some photos in here. I tried to get the best ones I could. They don't really represent. And he can explain the final projected plan. I'm kind of standing back up towards the house now, looking back to the south. And all that area that's being worked is right in this area right here. Something that wasn't brought up in the first project that I was made aware of is that the adjoining 21.16 acre parcel to the east of the lot 3, Friendly Hills, was authorized to construct 345 units to be sold as timeshares with the issuance of permit number 05-61. And that's this parcel here that basically Gunner Road cuts through. And here's kind of a concept that came in with that approval. This lot would be like right down in here. Per the assessor's information, the single-family residence was constructed in 1996. Division 1 permit 9691 was issued authorizing the construction of this single-family residence. Septic permit 9655 was issued authorizing the construction of the on-site wastewater treatment system. The family residence is approximately 4,412 square feet, and its lot size is 1.4 acres in the Friendly Hills subdivision. Property is currently served by private well and an individual on-site wastewater system. On February 2, 2017, on-site wastewater permitting staff conducted an on-site evaluation of the wastewater system on the property. No on-site violations were present at this time. The property owner has acknowledged past issues with the on-site wastewater system and a willingness to replace the wastewater system if required. The exterior of the home will remain the same. With these five bedrooms, your maximum occupancy would be 12 people. With those 12 people, of course, your parking is going to be six parking spaces. This project received a score, total score of a negative 5 out of maximum 29. And our nightly rental staff recommendations. No additions or changes except for the six total parking spaces and then sleep no more than 12 persons. And that's what I have for presentation.
Mark? Good evening.
But I do have pictures of the driveway up close.
Thank you.
Yeah. There was a question on parking.
Thank you.
Okay, on this picture, you'll see where I've added the concrete, where, including my truck, there's 32 feet right there to where people can park. And usually it's 8 feet, like a normal garage, so there could be four cars parked there. Two in the garage, that'd be my six. I do have a push out up on the top of the street here, which is a private road. It's not a through road where emergency vehicles could park there, or if allowed, people could park there. But I am adding two parking spots in the back so emergency vehicles could turn around, or anybody could turn around or park there. But before, when I was here last time, there was a lot of things stated that I didn't get to talk about, so I want to do them real quick because I know they'll say the same thing as soon as they get up here. They were worried about the traffic in the neighborhood, and before they wouldn't know how to get to the hotel, so they would drive down my road constantly, but I added a sign there, and that's basically stopped. There's no cars driving down there, doing a turnaround at Tim Davis's place, driving back up. They did that multiple times a day. Now they're not doing it at all because they see that sign. And there probably wouldn't be any more traffic than if I just lived there constantly on this one house. There would be no pets allowed, although I have a camera and I've had multiple pets from the neighbors show up in my yard and do things in my yard. But there will be no pets allowed. I will not have any, I don't even have a trash service. They were concerned about trash being all over the place. I don't have a trash service. No trash will ever be left out on the street. My opinion, people will take the trash.
Sir, did you say the people within the house will take the trash?
Cleaning. My cleaning crew will take the trash. Right. So I'll never set bins up there on the road with their trash.